it's a serious amount of people, pedestrians killed, knocked down. We can't allow this to keep on going. So that's why I brought the motion today, going forward here, that people need to start taking the responsibility for themselves, young and old alike. They need to put on the high-vis jackets, a headlight or a torchlight alongside that, but definitely have to be seen to give the motorist every chance at all to see you. You need the high-vis on. We have this phenomenon now, or if you like, I don't know whether people think it's a style or what, going forward, to be out walking, total dark clothes as such, no high-vis of any kind on. And it's just creating so many problems. And then you have families then in the unfortunate situation, then somebody gets knocked down, somebody gets killed. You have that family forevermore then broken that way, with the pain going forward. But also we need to think as well on the poor unfortunate driver or drivers that are involved in this situation as well. They have a heavy cross to carry as well for the rest of their lives.
Far more people than ever are out walking as recreation, as exercise or whatever. And it's one thing in a town where you have footpaths, you have infrastructure, you have streetlights. In a rural area, on a country road, it can be a very, very different story.
Very different story. The likes of Dunfanaghy, Creaslough, Fulcarra, Guidoor, into the Rosses, into Dunloe, towards yourselves, then Termond, direction so on, towards Letherkenny. We don't have these footpaths, we don't have these streetlights as much as we would like. Obviously then, we have a lot more people than used to be anyway, certainly out along our roads now walking, for different reasons, for recreational reasons mostly, for exercise and walking, with some joggers through them as well, to be fair, at night time, early mornings. That's okay, if they're lit up correctly, but that's not the case. We have a lot more people here as well now a lot more visitors here now as well this last year or two as well. They're not fully au fait with the rules of the road here as such. Again, everybody needs to be on a high vis as such, and as I said in there today, you can either go down to the hardware shop if you wish and pay €5, get a high vis. You can walk into any of your local Garda station, get as many as you want free of charge, or you can walk into the council office here behind me either, Donald, today, and get all the high vis you want either, and they're there free. But it's beyond me why people are going out doing these things, walking, running, jogging, and need it even, to be fair as well. I have come across the odd cyclists as well in recent times as well, very poorly lit up as well, no high vis. They may have a head torch on or right, or a small light in the bike, but it's not enough for the driver to see, and that's what today's motion's about. So hopefully now, Donald, going forward, when the relevance are all contacted, that the relevance can come to the stakeholders, can come together, and we get some sort of mandatory situation in place where if you're out on the road, you have to wear a high vis and a light as well along with that, but certainly a high vis to give the driver or vehicles, whoever of the day, every chance possible to see that there's somebody along the road, particularly where there's no footpath. And that's all today's about, Donal. We're trying to save lives here, and we're trying to save families more pain and suffering than what the 44 already have endured there last year, and the 43 the year before it. You know, as I say, we're not going to solve everything, but we certainly can take steps to try and help prevent where possible. And I believe putting on high vis would go a long way in the prevention of accidents occurring and people losing their lives.